This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
Dylan has had to step out of the room.
He wanted to enjoy the song on his own. And look, we said, hey,
that's fair enough.
You can do what you like.
No, you know, because you can move and shake to whatever beat you choose.
One thing that happened to me during the week, and it's a little bit embarrassing to talk about, but look, I had to use the restroom facilities.
Wow. That's shocking. That is shocking.
I know. And I'm talking about it in public right now.
That's what that was.
And I found myself in a bit of a spot of bother, believe it or not. You know, there's urgency sometimes when you are using those facilities.
That's right. When you got to go, you got to go.
And I had to. Uh-huh. I was booking that flight.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to take off.
Yeah. You ordered it off the menu. It was ordered. You couldn't send it back to the kitchen. It was happening.
The order needed to be processed.
Processed, that's it.
You know, you want privacy during this moment.
Of course. So I turn around,
I close the door, mm-hmm. and go to lock the door, and I've never before been faced with a lock like this.
Wow.
I was genuinely confused for the first time in a little while.
Was it like a puzzle or something? Is that what happened?
It felt like it. It felt like one of those things where it's like, oh, 1 out of 10 people can solve this. I wasn't that person.
You weren't one of those 7 out of 10 that could have.
I couldn't do it.
So did you? What did you hold it closed?
I had to do a one leg up, hold the door sort of job.
Wow! Lucky you do all that yoga.
It is very fortunate,
right?
It is very fortunate.
That's fantastic.
But I felt like, you know, it's 2017.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be confused by a door lock, especially in a toilet.
Like the one place, right? That it shouldn't be.
All the technology we have.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be faced with anything like that. I shouldn't even be touching the door, realistically.
Ultimately, really, it should be an automatic locker. But really, well, hey, look, we should send that off. That's a good idea. Automatic locks on restroom doors.
Life our proud patent right there.
Hey, yeah, that's copywriting. Written.
Write it down.
Duncan, write it down. But that reminds me when we got the lease originally on our house.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. Remember, we couldn't... The same sort of situation with the lock, you know. We couldn't work out how that lock worked, you know. Yeah, it was like a...
Oh, and they gave us more than one key.
Yeah.
If you remember. Remember,
there was a lot of keys on that key.
They gave us several... And, you know, not only was it heavy, it was confusing. Because more than one key...
Yeah.
would fit the keyhole.
The keyhole. Yeah, I know. And it was that situation where, look, we tried for a few days. You know, we really tried for a few days. So we just thought, look, we'll give up.
We couldn't work it out. We couldn't crack the lock.
That's right. So we just set up shop on the front lawn. That's why the first 6 months of our lease was on the front lawn.
It was. It didn't feel like we were getting our money's worth.
No,
for the first 6 months.
Not 100%. I bought a lot of toasters.
You did.
And I had nowhere to plug them in.
We had a tap,
mm-hmm.
not an electrical outlet. Mm-hmm.
Every day people thought that we were having a yard sale. And it's unfortunate that all our belongings were sold off. You kept wanting to sell them.
You kept having to buy the toasters back.
That's true.
That's what was happening.
For a less price. So really, we were losing money consistently.
And the thing, something like, you remind me, because we were locked out of the house. There was a time where I was opening, this is a past job, opening up the shop I worked at.
Yeah.
Had to try and open up. And the same thing happened. I could not, for the life of me, work out.
Really?
My way through this lock. I couldn't work it out. Because some of them you need to... You know, some of them you've got to push it all the way in.
That's it.
And turn it. Sometimes it's a half in sort of job.
Yep. Just only the tip.
Only the tip. You just got to let it know that you're there.
Yeah, that's it.
And regardless of my approach to this keyhole, I could not maneuver my way through it.
Well, do you think that, you know, I mean, look, talking all this talk about keys and mm-hmm. stuff, you know, do you think the mayor, think the mayor has... one of those skeleton keys that can, you know...
A skeleton... You're talking about a key that can open all of the doors within Melbourne?
Within Melbourne.
Wow.
Do you think the mayor has that capability? I mean, does that really exist in a city? I don't know.
I mean, you know, call me paranoid, but you wouldn't make something like that up.
It
has to exist.
It has to exist. I mean, like, if only Duncan could get someone on the line... Is the mayor up at this time?
No, I doubt it.
I mean, come on, really?
I doubt it.
Duncan, do you think he can? Oh wow, okay. Apparently, we've got something. We've got someone on the line here. Hello, is someone on the line there?
Hello, boys. It's the mayor.
Oh.
I'm just listening. Late night early morning.
Wow. Wow, I can't believe you're listening.
Been intrigued by your conversation about these keys mm-hmm. of the skeleton nature.
Wow.
And how they can open every door in the city.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you would like to have the opportunity to have one of those keys
wow.
or one each, depending on how you fancy.
That's an incredible offer.
I can't believe that, we willed it into existence, essentially. The mayor is now calling us. We appreciate it. We
I'm
appreciate
a bit starstruck
it,
a little bit.
Thank you so much.
It can't be this easy. It can't be this easy.
Well, no.
Is there going to be a ceremony?
I do love the show. It's one of my favourite shows in this time slot on this station.
Wow.
And
that's fantastic.
Means a lot.
I would love to offer you this opportunity. Do you have your credit card at the ready?
What do you mean credit card?
It's getting a little bit personal.
For security reasons, just for the simple price of...
Look, good job on getting rid of them.
That was good because unfortunately, we can't, there's no prices. You can't mention prices.
We can't do that. And I have a feeling, as much as that sounded like the mayor...
Yeah.
I think it might not have been. I think it might have been someone trying to pull a shifty on
us. I think you're right. What do you think, Dylan?
I think it was the assistant mayor.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.